This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. The pandemic has intensified an already burning question in this country: how to classify workers as the gig economy grows, as employees eligible for protections like health insurance or unemployment, or as independent contractors eligible for none of that. This week, the Department of Labor proposed a new rule that would make it easier for companies to designate workers as independent contractors. That's in response to state laws like California's AB 5 that have made it harder to classify workers as independent contractors. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino plays referee.
In California, the debate has mostly centered on gig workers like rideshare drivers. Most of them would be reclassified as employees under state law. But the new federal rule could set up competing legal criteria for how worker classification should be decided. And that could cause a lot of uncertainty for workers and businesses, says Seth Orenberg, a law professor at Duquesne University.
How do you even decide whether to open in the first place if you have no idea what it's going to cost you?
And the stakes for workers have never been higher. Jenny Yang is a senior fellow with the Urban Institute and former chair of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. She says the pandemic keeps making it clear how much workers need the protections and safety net that come with traditional employment.
Now more people are finding themselves falling outside of that social contract and having to bear all that risk and harm on their own.
And the ongoing debate over how to classify workers signals that our traditional framework for employment and social benefits is increasingly obsolete, says NYU business professor Arun Sundarrajan.
The classification problem has become incredibly complex because it was designed for a different economy.
One where work usually meant a job, not a gig. But he says disruptions from globalization to technology continue changing the nature of work, and our laws haven't caught up. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.